This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. I'll tell you, we've just got a bevy of information for you coming up in this hour. And a lot of things going on. We got kind of an interesting little thing going on with Gavin Newsom. We'll be talking about that. Hello, this is from. This was a couple days ago. We want to get into something a little bit more meaty. The governor is proposing. Are you ready for this? That it's interesting. Very interesting. The news about him. He has been given a stern warning over church closings. Shocking. Shocking, right? Listen to this. And again, this kind of, it was brought up last night in the call, or some of our Santa Barbara folks called, and it was in the call-in, and they said that we asked them to fill out the form, the DOJ form. In fact, you can go to the newcaliforniastate.com website. You can actually go also to Agenda 21 Radio. I'll give you the locations for these. On the very front of the newcaliforniastate.com website, you can see that you can see where it says DOJ form. All right, it's a simple form. Now, we put this out Sunday. And several of our people in New California, and I want to say Santa Barbara County, took the lead on this because I did talk to, and again, last night we had a confirmation of this from one of our Santa Barbara people. And we had several people who went to the form and they filled out the form, and we were we were going crazy on the fact that these churches, you know, are their civil rights are being violated, and the pastors being gutless. And I mean this. I'm calling them out. We're not opening their churches. I mean, this is where you defy the government. This is the challenge that you must take. I can't, being an originalist constitutionalist myself, I just am shocked. We've been standing strong in New California. Don't abide by these unconstitutional edicts. Hello? If the one thing that we have learned is that we've seen the sickness with our pastors over the last 20 years manifest itself in their lack of courage against the totalitarians who want to destroy our God-given rights protected by the Constitution. We've seen how deeply infested the left has become in our churches because there's so much fear out there and liability, all this other stuff. There's no fear other than the fear that they've created, which is exactly what they wanted to do. That's exactly what this whole thing is about. Destroying United States of America. And they have to do it where? In the churches first. In the churches first. That's where they have to do it. So you're going to let it happen. And you see, they've infiltrated, they've infected, they've destroyed whole congregations. I mean, we know this. Yet, we fear them. So, anyway, many new Californians have filled out the form and submitted the form to the Department of Justice. Now, the Department of Justice cannot act until it gets something back, right? So the forms were submitted on Sunday. And then, listen to this. We found this out last night that there was a response. And then here it is. Here it is. California Globe. Yvonne Simone. U.S. Department of Justice gives Gavin Newsom stern warning over church closings. DOJ cites First Amendment in California House of Worship closures. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice sent Gavin Newsom a 3-page letter warning that the state's House of Worship closures are discriminatory and should receive equal treatment under the First Amendment. The letter from Assistant Attorney General Eric Dreeband specifically noted that while businesses and film studios are allowed to currently operate in California, houses of worship remain closed. Dreeband specifically cited as an example unequal treatment of faith communities. Simply put, there is no pandemic exception to the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights, noted Dreeband. In the letter, California has not shown why interactions in offices and studios of the entertainment industry and in-person operations to facilitate non-essential e-commerce are included on the list of being allowed with social distancing where telework is not practical, while gatherings with social distancing for purposes of religious purposes worship are forbidden. The letter further states that houses of worship under equal treatment should have reopened along with restaurants and other businesses during phase two of the reopening, while also employing social distancing and public health measures such as face masks. A growing number of churches in California have set May 31st reopening. A growing number? A growing number? A growing number. Well, you know what? It's the 21st. In just a couple of days, it's going to be Sunday, the 24th. And then we're going to have a holiday on Monday. What happened to the 24th? Hell, what happened last Sunday? You open your churches. And you open them Sunday. And allow the sheep to walk in. That's what you do. I'm sorry, I digress from the letter. A growing number of churches in California have set a May 31st reopening date in defiance of California's phase system. To date, over 1,200 clergy members have signed on to reopen before the end of the month, and the openings would happen several weeks before the official state reopening date of Phase 3, which includes places of worship. Governor Newsom said that Phase 3 would begin as early as June. Oh, is that so nice of the dictator? Every church, every synagogue, every mosque, every temple, every type of place of worship wants to reopen, explained Pastor Deborah Richardson, who plans to open up her church May 31st. Why not Sunday, Deborah? Why not Sunday, Deborah? And we'll do it in safe ways, she says. All right. Some churches are looking into drive-ins to host services for social distancing, for example. But the norm will have mandatory masks and families sitting 6 feet apart. That's going to be the norm? And there's no science to support the norm? Oh, that's what the government tells me to do. What the hell does the Bible tell you? What does the Constitution tell you? That will lead to some standing room only seating. And some of us have been talking about offering up another service, time to accommodate everyone. But it's that important. That's where we're all looking to start early. Shockingly, you've started too late. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Open the churches, right? I think we've about broken that little wagon. Open the churches. Voting in churches, right? They go hand in hand, I might add, right? Something that we should be doing. I'm just so disappointed in the pastors. But you know, this had to happen. I mean, this really did have to happen. It's you're embarrassed, you're shamed. Shame on you. Shame. You know, this is shaming, pastor shaming. Now, many pastors have stood strong. And guess what? Their congregations will grow. I don't care if they're in the simplest of churches. Your congregation, you know, you stood strong, and you guys need to get credit for what you've done. You stood against the monster, evil. You stood against evil. Shocking, I know. Shocking. It's time to open America. Absolutely, it's time to open America. Completely open it up. It's bogus. Let's get going. Let's get her done. Sick and tired of being sick and tired, aren't you? I mean, seriously, aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? That's just really what it comes down to. And now it's time to go.
Story. It is time to open this country right away. Now, this is the cover of the New York Post tomorrow. It reads, "The Big Apple is dying. Its streets are empty. Tens of thousands of have been plunged into poverty. Our leaders have no plan, no answers. New Yorkers have already learned a social distance. Businesses can adjust. The elderly and sick can continue to be isolated, but it needs to end now." Here's my prediction. New York City, New York State leaders, so-called leaders, they will not listen until it's too late. Grab your wallets if you live in New York. You're about to get robbed. They are going to rob you because they'll never be able to get their way out of this mess they created. And by the way, the writing is already on the wall. Look at this new study. JP Morgan First reporting CNBC. Infection rates have declined and not increased in states where lockdowns have ended. End quote. In the absence of conclusive data, these lockdowns were justified initially, but millions of lives were being destroyed with little consideration that the lockdowns might not only cause economic devastation, but potentially more deaths than COVID-19 itself. Now, these endless one-size-fits-all lockdown orders, like the governor of Michigan, they need to end now, right now. We know how to do this. We know how to do it safely. Americans are screaming to get their freedom and their country back, and they're even willing to wear masks in the appropriate situations. Florida got it right. Texas got it right. And guess what? Now it's time for all the states to follow their lead. And by the way, we can learn from some states that were successful. More importantly, we need to learn from the abject failures, meaning New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Look at your screen. New cases in Florida are now down 14% since their reopening. New cases in Georgia down by 12%. Look at this chart. Tens of thousands more people lost their lives in New York than in Florida. Tens of thousands. Tens of thousands more died in New Jersey. Thousands more died in Michigan. Thousands more in Pennsylvania. What happened? Okay, this is where we learn from the dumb ideas and the dumb policies that were made in the middle of Corona. Started in New York, March 25th. Remember, Florida went out of its way to get COVID-19 patients out of nursing homes, protecting the most vulnerable and the elderly population of that state. in New York, March 25th. In New Jersey, I believe they did it March 29th. Pennsylvania, not to be outdone, they did it on April the 6th. Michigan just screwed everything up from the beginning. They all forced nursing homes and long-term care facilities to take in COVID-19 patients where there were no COVID-19 patients. This policy became a death sentence for many elderly people in all of these states and facilities. This was a literal death sentence. Did they do it on purpose? No, I don't think they did it on purpose. Did they do it because they're stupid? Yeah, that's a big part of the reason. They have executive orders, all these mandates in these four states, for example, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Those dumb policies killed thousands of patients. And the mob and the media, by the way, you owe Governor DeSantis a huge apology because you accused him of wanting to kill grandma because he opened Florida's beaches. Grandma wasn't going to the beach in her bikini. Grandma was sheltering in place because he already sent his National Guard and every state agency to every elderly care facility and nursing home in the villages. So they were preparing the whole time. Guess what? They weren't wrong. Others were. Take a look.
Florida has the absolute best data. So any insinuation otherwise is just typical partisan narrative trying to be spun. And part of the reason is that because you got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks, Florida's going to be next. Just like Italy, wait 2 weeks. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. We've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative. It challenges their assumption.
So now going forward, we've learned a very hard lesson. If you protect the elderly, we can save their lives. If you don't, then they will die. More people will die. Let's do the right thing. We've learned lessons. Now, we've got to protect those, by the way, with health problems. We also need to learn as we reopen from those who never stop going to work. You know, they're not talking about reopening medical manufacturing centers. Farmers are not talking about reopening. Packers are not talking about reopening. Truckers are not talking about reopening. The guys that stocked all the shelves in New York are not talking about reopening. Those that work in drugstores in New York and Long Island, they're not talking about reopening because they never closed. People in the food, medical supply chains, they wore masks and they wore gloves and other PPE. And guess what? All the people I've surveyed and all the stores I go to, nobody contracted COVID-19. And they kept their states like New York alive. If those people all stopped working, New Yorkers would have starved to death. Nobody would be able to work in any hospital. They kept the shelves full. The medical equipment kept pouring into New York every single day. So we learned from that success. We also learned from failure. It's now time to reopen. Now, sadly, Pelosi probably seemingly wants to drag this shutdown out on as long as possible. Remember her motto, never let a good crisis go to waste. And as we speak, she is literally, really very busy with two important tasks. One, she's writing another massive socialist spending bill that will never become law. Number two, she's obsessively raging about all things Donald Trump. Take a look.
You're asking me about the appropriateness of the actions of this president of the United States? So completely inappropriate in so many ways that it's almost a given. It's like a child who comes in with mud on their pants or something. That's the way it is. They're outside playing. That's what he comes in with doggy do on his shoes. And everybody who works with him has that on their shoes, too.
Now, the 80-year-old Pelosi almost makes Joe Biden seem coherent by comparison, almost. What if we start commenting on her looks the way she's now commenting on other people's looks? I wonder how well that will go over in the mob and the media. And by the way, where do we begin? Pelosi is now using this crisis to funnel money to some of her favorites. $1 trillion, a blue state bailout, as we've been discussing. By the way, you Senate Republicans, you House Republicans, Secretary Mnuchin, Larry Kudlow, who will join us tonight, all of you, do not give them one single penny. Fiscally responsible states are not responsible to bail out the fiscally irresponsible states. Call your senators, for everybody watching tonight, and your congressmen and women, and tell them no way. No bailouts unless
no
it's COVID-19,
for
and
you.
That's it.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Big day tomorrow, big show tomorrow. Lots of important people listening on the show. We're going to be doing, once again, the Nevada County Town Hall and Potluck. And people are excited. It's going to be the 24th at 4:30, Robinson Timber Conference Room. Great facility. Absolutely fantastic facility. I'll be there, and we'll be doing a lot of talking and... You know, I'll, I almost said acting like man style stuff. I know. Anyway, I think I wanted to focus a lot on the Second Amendment. That'll be part of it, but also, of course, the economic thing going on. That's obviously we're working really hard on what it's going to look like for the financial picture of New California versus the old California, and. Anyway, just a few things going on, to say the least. So that's going to be there. And then tomorrow night, I'm going to be in El Dorado County speaking there Looks like Southern California next week. We're going to get some things. I know they're falling off their chairs all over the place right now. What? Also, upcoming events, Candace Owens is going to be coming in October. And we had the 7th Constitutional Convention coming up on the 10th and 12th in Fresno. Actually, this 10, 11, 12. I'm sorry. It goes 10-12. Okay, I get it. There is an 11 there. So it's the 10th, 11th, and 12th for the 7th Constitutional Convention. I'll tell you, we're going to have, by that time, by September, which is just really a few short months away, man, it's going to be really neat. This whole new California thing is just really going to take off like a rocket. And I'm just so excited. And I'm just so proud of everybody involved with New California. It's just been really, really a wonderful experience to see how this stuff is all shaping up. And we have some really good people, just patriots in the movement. You know, they want the best thing for the country, and they clearly understand that the overburden and the totalitarian nature of the current governor is just absolutely shameful. They totally get that. Anyway, so much they say that. Okay, so we're getting some intelligence from the place where there's no intelligence, and that's in the office of the mayor of Los Angeles, Gil Garcetti. He's Gillis. Okay, I'm at that point of the day where there's something wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, back to work a day is going to be June 1st. Shocking, just a few short days away for Los Angeles. The dictator speaks. You know, see, this is what's happening is they're figuring out that the people are figuring out that guess what, gee whiz, there is no, it's all a hoax. It's absolutely a hoax. It says here, a group of citizen activists is calling for a county-wide back-to-work day June 1st in light of Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors' refusal to acknowledge the realities of the coronavirus. This is, who is this from? LA Business Now. No? Come on here. My source is failing me. We're trying to get the clued in. This is, it's called Open Business Now, and I guess it's a website of some sort. It's a website. It's just a website of activists. Shocking. My kind of group of people. Okay, so we got the, we're all gonna catch on to this, right? Back to work business day. And this is the article that they've written. So a group of activists have just come together. Says, just as Tulare County told the governor to shove it, to mind his own business, they will open without his permission. Businesses and workers in L.A. have given the gov till May 31st to open the county. If he doesn't, the people will do it. Remember, churches are being reopened May 31st without Sacramento's permission. Permission? That is found in the... Yeah, there's no permission there, right? So a group of citizens calling themselves back to work in light of a Richard Baylog of Unsplash. Oh, no, that's a photo. Says, anyway, during the course of the lockdown, many businesses have been allowed to operate, while others are discriminated against and forced to stay closed for an indefinite period of time. Anybody have haircuts available? I'm just looking for a haircut. Businesses of all kinds face the unfair consequences of the board's and mayor's arbitrary discrimination with minorities owned and businesses owned by the hardest hit. It's time for this to end. June 1st is being designated as back to work day, where businesses are encouraged to resume operations. So we're going to put this on the calendar for New California. Back to work day for Los Angeles. June 1st, okay? Los Angeles. The economy destroying policies put in place by the board and the mayor are in no way commensurate with the actual nature of the risk of the virus. That's what they would say. I would say that. It's in no way. says, and will benefit these businesses, their patrons, and the entire supply chain, the city, the country, and the state, or the county, the state, and because of the relevance of Los Angeles to the culture and economy of the United States, the nation as a whole. For more information, call this number. I'm going to put this out there. Call this number. Contact 213-788-2182. Here it is. 213-788-2182. We are behind you, Los Angeles. Okay, so for our Los Angeles New California group, Back to Work Day, let's get some protests going on. Let's protest it. Let's protest it. Let's get out there. Let's get something going. Back to Work Day, June 1st, right? I think it's muy importante, right? Muy importante. Now, for those of you that don't know, that's very important, right? Very important that we follow this. Listen, you've got to get her done. You just got to get her done. I think it's just very, very relevant. You know, it's kind of interesting. This is how you fight back, and this is how you take control of the government. And by the way, when you know, I think it's Jefferson who says that when you when the government fears the people, there's freedom. Literally. And we need to put the fear of God. Hello, pastors. We need to put the fear of God in government. That's the whole notion of what the First Amendment's all about, pastors. Putting the fear of God in government. Shocking. It looks like they're going to do it in Los Angeles. At least New California and Agenda 21 Radio is going to facilitate that. Putting the fear of God in Gil Garcetti. He should fear God. Because I have a feeling he's not going to be going to visit him soon. Or when he does go. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. You know, it's kind of interesting. The the story published yesterday. Was this? It's today. It's out today. It's on the California Globe. Shocking. Shocking. Citizen video questions legality of Newsom's C-19 emergency. Who is the citizen? Oh! Shocking. There she is. I'm shocked to see. It's our very own. We're claiming her. we're claiming her. Peggy Hall. Here it is. Finally, Wayne Lizvardi does an article about it. It's great. Citizen video questions legality. This is remember we played her last week. Because this thing's out. It came out on the 5th. I mean, and I don't know where I get in, why I didn't get it, you know. But I got it. Actually, it was a citizen journalist from New California said, "Paul, hit Paul, 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 Paul." Okay, and said, "Listen to this." Okay, and here we go. I'm going to play it anyway because I love listening to what she says, and the explanation is just slam dunk, tweesh, just a slam dunk on Newsom's head. You know. When he used to coach basketball, dribble, dribble, shoot, by the way, when he used to coach basketball, it was a lot of fun to see these slam dunks, right? Yeah, there we go. Oh, slam dunk! Yeah, the kids go nuts when that happens, of course. And they go nuttier when the ball goes through the net and hits somebody on the head underneath. Shocking. Shocking. Okay, I got to tell you, I have an opportunity at my advanced age to actually do a slam dunk. I have found a location where there is a basket. I'm just really wrecked. It happens in a very rural area where I can actually stand. It's done for kids, of course, little kids. If you want to teach kids how to play basketball, you don't, you know, when they're 4 years old and the ball is much bigger than their body, you can't expect them to shoot to the 10-foot high and make it, right? They got to learn at a lower. So you lower the basket. All right, now I have graduated to that level where the basket that is lowered before me, I can actually, without even a jump, slam dunk. I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring my basketball with me the next time I go to church. It's a church. That's right, because that's, you know, you can praise God all you'd like to if you want to play basketball. Absolutely. You better be saying your prayers before the game. Great time to focus, right? Anyway. The video, I'm glad that they've got this going. And remember her. This is the girl that's her.
Here. Did you know that public health is a local issue? It is a community issue. It is a state issue. It is actually not a national or federal issue. And here's why. There is a law under the federal laws and regulations, Title 42, that actually spells out that public health and welfare is relegated legally to the most local authority in the area. I live in Orange County, and we have an Orange County public health agency. And that local health agency is the agency that has the legal jurisdiction for issuing public orders related to public health. Their charter is to safeguard the public health. And you can actually find your local agency for public health on the internet. And you can find it might be a county, agency. It might be a...
Okay, remember her? Okay, now she's made the big time. She's being published here. I mean, they're doing an article about her in Cal Globe. I'm really happy to see this because she does a fantastic job, by the way. And a great, you know, I'm an educator, and I appreciate when people step up and start educating people in this fashion. She's taken it upon herself to create a video. Freedom of press, hello. Listen, we have got to use all the tools in the tool bin to stop these monsters. And right here, she's using one of the elements of the tools that the Founding Fathers spelled out for us to protect freedom, liberty, and independence. Do you get my drift here? Okay, so we're listening to her, and we're not even thinking, oh my God, well, she's educating us, but she's using the media. She is using freedom of press. Now, when you take a look at the First Amendment, now listen, pastors, I want you to listen to this very, very carefully. All you pastors that have been hiding in the corner because you're afraid of the government, which, by the way, should be fearing you. Huh? Think about it. The First Amendment to the Constitution, it has five elements to it. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Freedom of religion is the first thing, because the Founding Fathers said, what is first and foremost? To protect God-given rights. It's freedom of religion. Hello? And pastors, if you're going to be pastors and hold up the good books, you know, we look to you to protect that freedom first. We look to you to lead in the protection of that freedom. And when you cower and you bug out, you get out of the foxhole and run the other way, you really shouldn't be surprised when you get shot in the back. But what about everybody else that you leave behind in the foxhole who followed you to the foxhole? What happens to them? So freedom of religion. The second one, freedom of speech. She's exercising her freedom of speech. And the third one, freedom of the press. Then the fourth one is freedom to assemble peaceably. And then the fifth one is freedom to grieve. Freedom to grieve. So here she is on her own, a citizen, just picking up the YouTube, understanding the technology, and coming out with it. This is what I love about this. And she has done smash mouth reporting in just, it's a destructo mechanism against the government. And now, who do we have quivering in the corner? Gavin Newsom. We've used the First Amendment, but unfortunately, it hasn't really been the first element of the First Amendment. It's been freedom of speech and freedom of the press at this point. Freedom to assemble, go out and protest. And freedom to grieve. I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Here we go.
Today, as I on March 4th. Today, as I record it, this message, it is May 6th. That is approximately 63 days going into our state of emergency declaration. What is a state of emergency declaration?
Listen.
The governor of any state cannot just declare a state of emergency because he or she feels like it. That is actually regulated by law. And in California, we have something called the California Emergency Services Act.
Listen.
It was recently updated in 2015. So this law is recent. And we have a section in that law that states, it's section 8558B, that states the governor can only declare a state of emergency under certain circumstances. If they're And I can read that for you because I actually have the law right here. And it says that a state of emergency means the duly proclaimed existence of conditions of disaster or extreme peril to the safety of persons and property within the state caused by such conditions as air pollution, fire, flood, storm, epidemic, riot, drought, sudden or severe energy shortage, a plant or animal infestation of disease, or if we have a warning about an earthquake or a volcano. Those are the only conditions under which the governor can declare a state of emergency. I read further into the law, says that this threat, by reason of its magnitude, is likely to be beyond the control of the services, personnel, equipment, and facilities of any single county or city. And therefore, we need the combined mutual aid of the entire state to combat this threat. Okay, so now we look at what is an epidemic. The grounds, the legal grounds for the governor of California to declare the state of emergency is based on an epidemic. So let's look. What is an epidemic? An epidemic is beyond the normal range. Beyond the normal range. So an epidemic means that there is a threat of disease or illness that is beyond the normal range of what we typically have. Now, in California, the flu season runs from about October to April or May, right? We're May 6th, so we're very much at the end of a typical flu season. California has a population of 40 million people. I know it's huge. We're the third largest state by geography, and we are like the eighth largest. If we were a country, we'd be the eighth largest country in the world. So it's a huge state, 40 million people. In the typical flu season, which goes through May, there are approximately 6,000 flu-related deaths every year. And I got this information from the State Department of Health. You can get the information from your State Department of Health, because your State Department of Health is the repository of all of the data related to disease and illness and death and other data relating to the population. So typically in California, 6,000 people die of flu-related illnesses every year. This year, with COVID, there have been 2,000 deaths. This is COVID. This is the flu. 2,000 is one-third the number of 6,000. 6,000 is three times 2,000. So therefore, in California, this might be different in your state. I'm speaking about California. In California, COVID is not an epidemic. I said that public health is local. So let's look at my local community. I live in Orange County. 3.3 million people in Orange County. That's also larger than many states. Orange County has more people than many states do. In Orange County, the typical number of flu-related deaths is approximately 600 in a flu season.
I'm going to stop it right here because we're running out of time. We're being chimed in by other little things. The distractors are here. Now, Lasvardi points out that Hall failed to recognize he's saying that she didn't recognize a few things, that Newsom's emergency proclamation suspended the law she cited, California Emergency Services Act of 2015, which provides criteria by which to declare an epidemic. And Governor Newsom's proclamation invoked 8571 of the California Code enacted in 1943 during the war. Mm-hmm. And it says that during a state of emergency or a state of emergency, the governor may suspend any regulatory statute or statute where the governor determines and declares that strict compliance with any statute, rule, or regulation may hinder and delay mitigation of the effects of the emergency. The legal website JD Supra clarifies the government code, apparently gives a governor carte blanche freedom to act as they see fit. Apparently gives. Doesn't say it totally gives. Anyway, we got to run for time. I want to say thank you very much. We're going to come back, and Dave Hodges is going to join us in the next hour. Might want to stick around for that one. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.